Thank you. I think Ed must have picked up on what I was going to do today. You turn to Matthew chapter 7. We're going to finish the chapter today and think about some things Jesus said. And I'm grateful that the music we've had today reinforced all that. Jesus the rock, the solid foundation, all those things that we've been singing about, Jesus talked about in this passage of Scripture. And Matthew 7, starting verse 24, Jesus has been doing a lot of teaching and direction for our lives in this Matthew 5, 6, and 7. So let's think about it. Matthew 7, starting verse 24. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them may be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and slammed against that house, and yet it did not fall, for it had been founded on the rock. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew, and slammed against the house, and it fell, and great was its fall. When Jesus had finished these words, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Having talked about all that he has shared in this section of Scripture, Jesus comes to talk about wisdom. I'm entitled today, Wise People Do What Jesus Taught. Because he talked about acting on what he said, that's a wise person. The wisdom of God. And I want to be wise. I want to act wisely in my life. And so I think what Jesus said will help us do that. So let's look at some things about that. There's an outline in your bulletin with other scripture references that I'll be using. Hopefully you have found that and can follow along as well. So I want to begin with simply, wise people hear Jesus. Wise people hear Jesus. He began this section of Scripture by saying, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine. When I think about wise people hearing Jesus, I mean that people who are receptive to what Christ had to say, who have openness and a willingness to respond positively to what Jesus said. In this scripture passage on your notes, Jesus said, other seeds fell into good soil, and they grew up and increased. They yielded a crop and produced 30, 60, and 100-fold. And he was saying, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. The other verse similar says a similar thing, and those are the ones on whom seed was sown on the good soil. When they heard the word and accepted it, bear fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. Jesus said that wise people are receptive to what Jesus said. Now, that to me means I have a responsibility or a respect and a receptivity to what God is saying. Do we have that? When you open the Word, when you pray, when you hear God speak, when a message is preached, are you listening? Now, when he's talking about hearing, obviously he's talking about more than these things. Because he's talking about hearing with our spirit, with our heart, with our soul. What's God saying to us? My conviction is that any time we gather together in God's name and share His Word, God's going to speak. So my prayer is that today we will hear God speak together. But I want to have a heart that's open and receptive to hearing Jesus speak. That I believe He is, and I'm going to trust Him to do that. So I'm saying, Lord, give me that kind of heart. There are individuals today who don't really want to hear what Jesus said. And sometimes I'm not sure I want to hear. Why? Because sometimes he says things that hurt. Sometimes he says things to me that he wants me to change, and I'm not sure I want to change. But when he speaks, when I have an ear to hear him, and I'm listening, what he asks for, will it be ultimately good? Will it be ultimately beneficial to my life, not only today, but forever? So I want to hear. Jesus said to those who hear God speak. When you read Scripture, do you ever hear God speak? Now, I'm not talking about out loud, although individuals have told me they've heard an audible voice. I've never heard one. But I have also sensed that when I'm reading the Bible, I can tell God's talking to me because when I read that Scripture passage, I find out that fits me and God's saying, you need to pay attention to that. And He loves us enough to do so. He's saying, I want you to hear what I've got to say. So what I'm suggesting is, God give us receptive hearts, ears to really hear what God is saying, to look at it, to be open to it, to be receptive to it. See, think about that. Here's what one individual said. Wisdom is a reward you get for a lifetime of listening when you would have preferred to talk. Wisdom is a lifetime of listening when you would have preferred to talk. Listening is hard. At least for most of us. I'll say it is for me. In a marriage, one of the hardest things that we ever do with our mates is really listen. We hear, but we don't listen. One of the things that sometimes couples have done or retreats we've been at, in order to find out if you really heard or not, as we have a couple, the husband or wife, say something, tell them something, and then the wife or the husband repeats it back. This is what I heard you say. And sometimes the other person says, no, that's not what I said. So I want to be able to listen to God with my heart, an open heart that says, I want to hear what you're really saying. I want to understand that. I want to receive that. Now, when I do, then I'll be seeking to hear it. I'll be opening the Word. I'll be listening to Him. I'll be opening the book. Does Jesus talk through this Bible? So if I really want to hear Him, it means I'm going to spend some time in this Word, reading it, thinking about it, meditating on it. So wise people hear. They come to the place where they're saying, I'm going to listen, I'm receptive to what God says. Second thing is, wise people build on the solid foundation, Jesus. Wise people build on the solid foundation, Jesus. This scripture, Jesus said, a wise person who builds his house on a rock, on a solid place. I like the song that we sang, all of them, but the last one said, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. On Christ the solid rock I stand. I'm grateful to know that. Let me read the scripture passage. The first one says, for I do not want you to be unaware, brethren, that our fathers were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea and were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they were drinking from a spiritual rock which followed them, and the rock was Christ. Now, when you notice, this is talking about when? This is talking about back years ago when they left Egypt. You mean Jesus was walking with them when they left Egypt? That's what He said. He said the rock that followed them, the spiritual rock, was Christ. He's a solid place. He is a place that we can anchor our life on. We can say, Lord, I'm secure in you. I'm going to anchor my life in you. Christ, the solid rock. I'm grateful to know that that's true about Him. The other scripture I listed says, according to the grace of God was given to me, like a wise master builder, I laid a foundation, and another's building on it, but each one must be careful how he builds on it. For no man can lay a foundation other than the one which was laid, which is Jesus Christ. So if my life is to stand, it has to begin and end and live for Jesus. How long is Jesus going to last? Really? So if I anchor my life in Christ, trying to understand Him, follow Him, obey Him, I'm building my life on something that is solid. They will always stand. No earthquake, no problem, nothing can shake it. He is a solid one. He is a solid rock. So when I think about building my foundation on Jesus, I build my foundation on who He is. He is the Redeemer. He is the Savior. He's the Lord. He's the Messiah. I build my life on what He has done. He came. He lived on this earth. We celebrate that, which we're going to pretty soon, His birth, His life here on earth, His going to the cross for us, His resurrection, His ascension, and one day His coming. Those are solid foundation on Him and what He has done, what He has said. And so I can build my life on Him, because when I do, it's going to stand. It's going to stand. I can build my life on all His promises. Because as a solid rock, every promise He ever made, He is keeping and will keep. All the promises of God are yes, as one passage of Scripture says, in Christ. And so I want to be sure my life is built on Jesus. I want to build my life on what He said and what He taught. And I say, God, thank You for that Word, that solid foundation. So I ask myself, how much of my life am I building on Jesus? And how much of my life am I building on other stuff? Because we can get sidetracked, and I don't want to do that. Because everything else is going to disappear. Is that true? If my life is being built on stuff I can do, or this world, or its systems, or philosophies, and that's what I build on, one of these days, is that going to disappear? Jesus Christ is going to be the only one standing when it's all said and done. And all that we've done in Him, and all that we have surrendered to Him, and all that we've walked with Him, that's where we're going to have a solid foundation. I'm glad to know that when this world is over, I'm going to be standing on the rock, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I celebrate the fact that Jesus said, if you're smart, you're going to build your life on Jesus and who He is and what He said. On the other side of your notes, wise people build by doing what He says. He said a wise one is not only who hears the Word, he builds his house on the rock, and he does what Jesus said. Wise people build by doing what Jesus said. I'll ask it myself. Do I always do what Jesus said? As I live my life day by day, am I doing what Jesus said for me to do? That's an honest question I need to ask myself. Or am I doing what I want to do? Am I saying, Lord, what do You want me to do today? And I'm trying to put the truth and the Scriptures into my mind into practice. Or am I just doing what I want to do for the day? So when you talk about building my life on Jesus and doing what He said, I'm asking myself, am I doing so? The Scripture passage says, and it happens as He spoke these things, a certain woman from the crowd raised her voice and said to Him, that is to Jesus, blessed are the womb that bore you and the breast that nursed you. But He said, more than that, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. I know that we need to learn the Word. I know that I need to study it. I need to understand it. But if I am reading it and seeking to understand it, is that enough? Or do I need to be saying, God, help me do what I've just read? The ultimate, I believe, in all that God gives us in Scripture is for me to put into practice what He said day by day, moment by moment. I don't think any of us can say we've arrived yet and we're doing everything exactly like Jesus said. I think there's room for us to grow yet. I think there are places in our lives that I can, as I read Scripture and as I meditate on it, God says you need to start doing this or this or this, or He says you need to leave this off. Leave this off or whatever. Now when Jesus said, do what I say, act on it, the words that He spoke, I'm going to suggest that there are a lot of words that Jesus spoke. But let me go back and say, I've just finished, today I'm finishing up three chapters in the Bible. Matthew 5, 6, and 7. Would it be worthwhile for you and for me to go back and reread those and say, how many of those things am I putting into practice? Just those three chapters. Are there things in Matthew 5, 6, and 7 that Jesus taught that we call generally the Sermon on the Mount? Are there things in there that I need to learn to do better than I'm doing it? So when Jesus said, if I'm going to build my life on the rock, which is what He said, I think it'd be wise for me and the rest of us to go back and reread those passages and say, God, am I doing those or can I do them better? Now, that's not all, but that's a good start. I believe with all my heart, God has a lot to say to us because these are the words of Jesus. These are directly what He told us He wanted us to do. And He's there to help us. And so I will say, God, help me to put into practice and go back and remember, am I poor in spirit? Am I brokenhearted for the lost? Am I mourning for the sinners? Am I being kind to one another? And on and on. Is my heart in tune with what Jesus said? Because if I'm going to build my life on what Jesus said, I want to build my life on all that He said. Sometimes we are guilty of what some people call grocery shopping through the Bible. What that means is that when you go to the grocery store, you say, I want that, I want those beans, I want that, those peaches, I want that, but I don't want that one. I don't like the broccoli, and I don't like the cauliflower, and so I'm going to leave those alone. Sometimes we read through Scripture and say, well, I like John 3:16, and I like Romans 5:8, but I don't like some of the other Scripture passages because it steps on my toes and it causes me to have to rethink who I'm living. So what I'm saying is I want to apply all of it, not just part of it. Now, that to me takes a lifetime because I think we'll all discover and admit that there's a whole lot about this book I don't know yet, that I can learn and that God can help me do. So I want to be daily obeying Him, not just on Sundays, not just when I have a Bible study, but Lord, help me as I wake up every morning and say, God, help me today. I want to build my life on doing what You said, putting that to practice in my life. So help me do that. The next area is wise people build what will stand in the storms. In this passage, Jesus said, if you do what He says, put it into practice, on a day-to-day basis, He said, the rains fell, the floods came, the winds blew and slammed against the house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. Are you going to have some storms? Sometimes we go through life and things feel pretty good, but then some of us get this. We go and the doctor says, you've got this big C word. You got cancer. Is that a storm? I wonder if your kids call you and tell you, no, I don't believe in Jesus anymore. I don't want to hear. Or one of your kids calls and says, we're in the hospital. Or you look at your finances and look like you're something you thought was going to happen, didn't happen, and all of a sudden you're short of money. Storms are going to come. Sometimes it's just when you think about your own life, you begin to wonder and doubt, is God really who He says He is? Jesus said, those storms are going to come. So I like what somebody said, you're either going into a storm, coming out of a storm, or heading for one. It's going to happen sooner or later. This world. Jesus didn't promise us a storm-free life. But He did say, I'll be with you in them. That's the good news. Now, Jesus said, if we build our life on what He says, we're anchoring our life day by day by day by day, that when those storms come, we'll be able to stand. Have you experienced that already? You've been through some crisis and difficult moments in your life and you find out Jesus helped you stand. Maybe a death in the family, other crisis comes. But Jesus said, if you do what I say, you will stand. So don't worry about the future. Don't worry about what's going to happen next, if you're going to make it or not. Because if your life is today being built on the truth of Christ and the truth of God's Word, you're seeking to follow that. When those storms come, Jesus said, you stand. Because you're anchored on the rock of the Lord Jesus Christ, and His truth and His principles are being applied to my life, so when they come, I'll be okay. The Scripture passage says, for we do not want you to be unaware, brethren, of our affliction which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened excessively beyond our strength, so we despaired even of life indeed. We had the sentence of death within ourselves, so that we would not trust in ourselves, but in God, who raises the dead, who delivered us from so great a peril of death and will deliver us, he on whom we have set our hope. Apostle Paul wrote this. How'd you like to be in Paul's shoes? When you read the passages where he talks about all the stuff he went through, you know what? We got it pretty easy. We're coasting, most of us. But he had built his life on Christ so that when these afflictions come, he talked about here in Asia, when he said we thought we might die physically, we anchored our life, he had said, on God. Our hope was in God who raises the dead. He said, God can raise me from the dead if he wants to. My hope is built on him. And because of that, my life had been lived on following Jesus. Had Paul lived for Jesus? Did his whole life, once he became a believer in Christ, his whole center was Christ. You read the epistles of Paul, and he's always talking about Jesus. All of them. So when this storm came, he said, God delivered us, and he is the one in whom we set our hope, because he knew the one he belonged to. My prayer is that we will know him. The better I know Jesus, the better I understand him, the better I walk with him, the better I'll be in a place when those storms come. I'm going to know that Jesus is the one who's with me, and he's going to be there, and he's going to be there for me like he always said he would, and he'll be to me what he was for Paul. Is he the same God for you as he was for Paul? Absolutely. So we learn, we plant God's word in our heart and life so that when they come, I know I'll stand because my life and my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I remember Jesus is the same yesterday, today, forever. Place to build my life so that when those storms come, he'll help me endure them. I've heard individuals comment, you have too. I don't know how in the world lost people go through stuff that they go through. I don't know. Aren't you glad you have Jesus? When those storms, those crises come, he's there for you to walk with you through them, to give you strength, to give you courage, to give you hope, and to give you the power to walk through them. He does. He does. And so I build what will stand. Notice that Jesus said, if you don't build your life on the truth of Jesus and the storms come, what are you going to happen? You're going to fall apart. You're going to crash. I know that means lost people, but sometimes I think it also means if we're not building our life on Jesus and we get into problems, we're going to have difficulties too because we haven't built our life solidly on the anchor of Jesus. We've been living life sort of on our own. But he said the time's going to come. It's going to fall. And when he said, great was the fall of it. Those floods came. Now, I want to suggest that wise people, the next thing in the notes you're writing in, wise people are building now. Are building now. Do you know ahead of time when those storms are coming? So if you say, well, I'll wait till I get in a problem and then I'll call on Jesus, you're in trouble because you haven't built the solid foundation to start with. And so I want to be involved with what God's called me to do today. Jesus said, we must work the works of him who sent me as long as it's day, for night is coming when no man can work. Build now. Study now. Open the word now. I hope that none of the rest of you ever get there, but you never know when one day you wake up and you've got Alzheimer's and you can't study anymore. But if you've been studying the word, you've got it in you. You may wake up one day and you can't read anymore. But if you've been studying the Word, it's there. You've got Him. So what I'm suggesting is, I don't want to wait to build my life on Jesus down the road. I need to be doing it this day as I read the Word. As I say, God, what do you want me to do today? How is it? What is it in the Bible? What is it in your Word that I know you want me to be doing that I can start doing now? Or, Lord, what is it in my life that I'm doing you want me to stop now? See, my problem sometimes is I say, God, I know I want to do that, but God, I'll get around to it one of these days. But you know what happens to most of us with one of these days projects? We don't ever get to it. I'm convinced as I read Scripture, delayed obedience is disobedience. If I know what He wants me to do now,
and I do not do it, I have disobeyed. I can't wait and say, Lord, I'll do it later. Because at that moment, I've put him off. I've disobeyed him. Because I didn't do what he said. I just didn't get around to it. So I'm saying, God, help me to be building today, this day. I hope that while our time here in worship, your time in Bible study, you need Bible study. I encourage you to be in Sunday school and Bible study groups. I know people say, well, I've been in a lot of them. But how many of us can say, I know all there is to know about this book? It bothers me when an individual says, well, I've been a Christian for a long time and I've been reading the Bible. I don't need Bible study groups anymore. It disturbs me because something's wrong. Because we're saying we're perfect. We say we got it all together. We don't need any more. I don't think any of us can safely do that. So I'm saying, Lord, help me today to be in your word, open it, to read it, to study it. Because I'm going to be building on solid rock today. So when those times come, I'm already on it. I'm already anchored in it. I'm already thinking about it. So I don't have to crank it all up. It's already there. It's a part of the process going on in my life. The last thing on your notes, wise people build on Jesus' authority. Wise people build on Jesus' authority. So when Jesus had finished these words, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one having authority, not as the scribes. The scripture passage that listed on your notes says, and Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Does he know what he's talking about? Does he always know what he's talking about? Does he have the right to tell you what he's telling you? He has the authority because he is God. He's Jesus, the Son of God, and God has a right to tell us. He has the authority. Sometimes I want to argue with him. I need to say, wait a minute, Lord, you have the authority. Yours is the kingdom. You have the authority to tell me what you're telling me. As I read the word, as I pray, as you talk to me, wise people accept the fact that Jesus has the right to tell me anything and everything that I need to know and tell me what he wants from me. Why does he do that? There are many reasons, but one, I remember another passage of scripture says, we are not our own. You're bought with a price. Glorify God in your body. What that says to me is, there was a point in my life when I was lost and undone. I didn't know Jesus. Jesus offered me salvation because of his death and the resurrection. And I accepted that as payment for my sins. But when I accepted that, I agreed to be bought by the blood of Jesus, so that I now belong to him, and everything about me belongs to him. He has a right then to tell me what he wants to do with me, what he wants for me, because I belong to him. I was bought. I'm glad I'm bought. I'm glad I've accepted the price of Jesus. And so I want to be one that says, Lord, you have the authority to tell me. I submit to that authority, and I'm going to trust you to help me fulfill that. So, as I think about this passage, I think there's nothing here to say. If you want to be wise, look at what Jesus said. Receive him. Listen to him. Accept the fact that he is the one. And listen to what he's saying and say, God, help me do it. So that when the storms come, I can stand. I want to be doing it today. And I'm going to do it because you have all authority. And I submit to your authority. It's hard sometimes to submit to authority. It really is. But God has a right to tell us that. And if I submit to his authority, I'll be in a good place. So today, as Christians, as God speaks to us, are there any place in your life that you know about right now that Jesus has been saying to you, this is what I want you to do, and you're not done it yet? If you're not doing it, you disobey. Or if there are things in your life he's been saying, you need to change this, and you haven't changed it yet, you disobeyed. Let this be the day when you say, Jesus, okay, I submit to your authority. You can have this part of my life, this habit, this attitude, this whatever it is. And if you're here without Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, he's asking you to submit to his authority. He died on the cross for you. He rose again from the dead. He ascended to heaven. He is coming back. And if you commit your life to him as a solid rock of your life, he'll get you ready for that final day, if you'll give your heart and soul to him. So I encourage you to do that today. Let's pray. Lord, you know what's happening in every heart. You know every mind. You know all about us. And so, Lord, we come to say, have your way in this service. In our response, my response, Lord, to what Jesus said. And, Lord, do you know the individuals, each one of us. So give us courage and a determination to say, yes, Jesus, I say yes to you today. Lord, for those individuals who may not know you, may this be the day when they choose to step over the line to receive Christ, to commit their lives to Him, begin to follow Him this day. Lord, teach us, grow us, help us to keep on building on that solid foundation of Jesus. Have your way in how we pray in this moment, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand together. We sing. If God's speaking to you about a decision you need to share, share it. You need to come and pray, pray. Pastor Ron will be glad to talk to you. I'll be glad to share with you. Because he